This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Liberty Fest NYC. Ian and Mark did not make the trip, but I did. It's Daryl. And in the portable studio, a hero to many. We've talked about this guy on this show numerous times. We actually look up to this man. He's called the Red Light Robin Hood. His name is Stephen Ruth. Stephen, it is great to have you on Free Talk Live. You do not know how much we look up to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
So, for those listening that may not have ever heard of the Red Light Robin Hood, because, you know, not everybody listens to every episode of Free Talk Live, and it's understandable. You live in New York City. Or
Suffolk County. I live in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Okay, so that's actually just outside of the city.
Yes.
But for, you know, as far as everybody that doesn't live in New York is concerned, you know, like it's somewhere near New York City.
Yes.
And you have gone around and, well, let me just have you explain exactly what it is that you've done.
Okay. What I did is I exposed that they were shorting yellow lights for a profit and they were costing people their lives in doing so.
And you did this numerously.
First I made a video, yeah. The August 25th first arrest video was when I pushed up a camera using a painter's extension rod saying how all you needed was a pair of balls and a painter's extension rod. And this was the government taking advantage, and I was going to take the power back. And 1 year later, I'm running for State Senate District 2.
And it's not just the one camera with the ladder or the paint extender. You also took some, like, cable cutters?
Yeah, I did. I took out 19 cameras when I exposed the fact that no engineers, no professional licensed engineers had signed off on the traffic signals or the cameras.
Okay, so the traffic signal, and you had mentioned they were shorting the yellow lights?
Yeah, they were misengineering traffic signals to cause red light running.
And I think Chicago also wound up having an incident like this. They didn't have somebody as ballsy as you going out cutting the things, but they had somebody with a timer, and they realized that I think in Chicago it was supposed to stay yellow for 3 seconds, and these things were like 2.8, 2.9. So how did you go about determining the duration of
the yellow? I did is I looked for intersections that had crosses and flowers. When I found crosses and flowers, I stopped to time the lights.
Okay,
I found the makeshift
memorials for, you know, there's been a car accident.
The shrines on the side of the road would make me time the lights. And when I timed the lights, I saw that they were like less than 3 second yellow light times in 55 mile an hour speed zones, and that these politicians had become so greedy that they were willing to sacrifice safety for revenue and shorten our yellow lights for profit and cost a lot of people their lives in doing so.
And how many various criminal offenses have you been charged with now?
I'm facing 19 felonies and 8 misdemeanors.
And I'm guessing you are not planning on taking a plea deal?
No, we're going to win.
So where are we at legally on this?
The cameras are illegal and unconstitutional, and we're going to win. Without them shortening yellow lights, we're going to win.
Okay, but as far as the criminal charges against you.
Right. Well, I had to take it to a jury of my peers in order to get the outcome that we need.
Okay.
Because if you go to the corrupt legislature and plead your case in front of a bunch of legislators getting camera company contributions from various different corporations or LLCs, they're obviously going to stick with the money, and that's what's exactly going on right over here in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Right, right. So when... Do you have your court date set yet?
Well, we have our next date. It's September 23rd. It's not a trial date, but yeah, we're proceeding with the trial. We're not trying to take a plea bargain.
Right, and I wouldn't expect you to do so. You know, if you're going out and, you know, cutting the cables on these cameras.
They never caught me either. They never caught me in the act. I turned myself in.
Yeah. So the hearing on the 23rd, is this a pretrial conference?
Oh, well, I'm sure they keep conferencing, and they probably threaten my lawyer with all the repair costs for the cameras, but my lawyer is not intimidated with them. My lawyer is going to dissect this county and all the corruption that coincides with it.
And any idea when the actual trial of when you get to plead your case in front of a
jury? No, I have no idea when the trial is going to be, but I look forward to it.
And if anybody wants to keep in touch or follow this, you've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/redlightrobinhood.
Yes, my lawyer is William J. Keon. He's the best in Suffolk County, and he will happily eat this case.
And you are also running for state senate in New York.
Yes.
Running as a libertarian.
Yes.
And I know a little bit about ballot
access.
Also,
just so you know, I'm also a landlord.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm also a landlord, and every 6 months I pay just under $40,000 in property taxes. And I just want to say that on my personal residence, when I bought my house about 10 years ago, my property taxes were under $5,000. Now they're over $10,000. So if inflation's going up 3% in a year, why are my property taxes doubling in 10 years? They should have gone up 30%, not doubling.
Right, right. And that's one of the horrible things about the way governments operate is they keep wanting more and more and more from you.
Yes, they're talking this week about raising the fees on red light camera tickets. They don't realize we're not paying the tickets. We're not paying the tickets. When I become a senator, we're going to chop down the rest of your cameras, and I have no fear of jail time.
And you, again, you're ballsy. You're a hero. And how big was the hurdle that you had to clear to actually wind up getting on the ballot?
It was
as
a lot of sunburn, a lot of getting to Walmart, getting to these shopping centers early in the morning, not stopping until dusk or nighttime. And I want to say thank you very much to the people of Suffolk County that signed my petition to get me on the ballot for State Senate District 2. Also, I want to thank God for his my faith in God has paid off, because every time I questioned whether or not it was all worth it, police officers thanked me for my efforts. And it didn't stop a lot of police officers from signing my petition. And I have a lot of supporters from NYPD, and I want to say much respect to all you guys. And also, I want to say that thank you to all my family members, because they gave me the confidence and the strength to keep carrying through it. And it was a lot of sunblock. Like I said, I had a lot of sunburn, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah, because I know when we had talked about the case before we ever found out that you were running for state senate, we would have people call into the show and say, well, if this guy's got a problem with stuff, you know, he should go through the proper channels and go talk to legislators,
right,
or
that's
run
what all
for
the,
office.
All the cowards say the same thing. They say
right.
Go to the legislators. But when the legislators are all getting monetary campaign contributions from LLCs associated with camera companies, that only goes so far. And
right.
These are corrupt politicians.
And
the bottom
then
line.
There's people that will say, run for office. But they don't realize how much time and effort it takes just to get onto the ballot to run for office. How many thousands of signatures did you have to collect?
Just under 11,000.
11,000 signatures just to get onto the ballot, whereas your Republican and Democratic opponents, in New York, they have to collect some, but it was nowhere near that many.
No.
And, you've probably collected more petitions than what either one of them would have got in a primary vote to wind up, being on.
Right. I also want to thank the Libertarian
ballot.
Party for nominating me.
And Stephen Ruth, again, hero to many people. And I love this business card that you have, where you actually have, is this a Banksy painting?
Yes, it is.
On the back, showing people chopping down some red light cameras. Now, I know that
the reason why I like that card is because both the gentlemen are wearing suits.
Yeah, I know that some of the callers to this show, specifically Sarah from New Mexico, who actually doesn't listen to the show, but she's infatuated with red light cameras and is always touting how wonderful they are because it's a way for governments to get money. But, Stephen, as you pointed out, they're illegal, and also it's just you know,
when you give the government the opportunity to be irresponsible and reckless, and it's exactly what happened here. They were irresponsible and reckless. They decreased the yellow light time in order to increase revenue, and it's a very dangerous situation. People have to speed through the intersection. It creates a dilemma zone where you can't stop in time, nor do you have enough time to speed through the intersection and clear it without getting a red light camera ticket.
Red light cameras cause people to die. Chopping them down is a heroic act. Stephen, keep up the good work, and best of luck in court.
And thank you to Libertarian Party for nominating.
We'll be back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Normally, I would be giving a call-in number right now, but we are not in studio. We are at Liberty Fest NYC in New York City, and I've had a very interesting day running around trying to get people that I had scheduled interviews with. Some of them are easier to locate than others.
To become more effective in the way that they talk, to understand the principles, and we have made coalitions amongst all these people. And to find a way of keeping those connections alive, this is Kim Ruff and myself decided to start this political consulting firm in conjunction, in coordination with other groups who are doing like things, such as C. Michael Pickens has this wonderful opportunity, Libertarian Leadership Program. They're having one in New Orleans next weekend. If you're in the area, you should definitely attend. It's very exciting things.
Yeah, Michael Pickens, I don't think he's still the chair, but he at one time was the chair of the Libertarian Party of Washington, travels the country doing these Libertarian Leadership Conferences.
That's true. And I was hoping I would see him today, but there's also the Vote Different initiative. I was introduced,
Long stories are good for radio.
Oh, well, let me start with the premise, then I'll get to the story. I became acquainted with Desiree Lindsay and her husband Tyler, who are working on the Vote Different initiative. Now, this was initially started by John McAfee as part of his campaign, and they were trying to find a way to help candidates in these smaller races to get their message out, to help them with their not just their content, but also setting up web pages and creating brand imaging and
some marketing.
John McAfee has other things going on, and they basically have taken that and they've run with it. So we're working with them as well. So the story about how I met Desiree is this was back on the Saturday of the convention, and the debate was occurring. And I came late, so I ended up standing on the side. And, luckily enough for us, we had Dr. Mark Allen Feldman join the stage, who gave some of the best moments of the night. Not to take anything away from you, Daryl.
I am glad that Mark got up onto the stage because he deserved it. He, along with myself and John, Gary, and Austin, of the candidates that were in Orlando, we were the ones that had been campaigning the longest, had been traveling the most, and he deserved to be up on that stage.
He totally did. And the way that the process worked, was you had to give tokens in, and he was just shy, and he was I very well remember when he was running around with his hands in the air, scrambling. I just need one more, and he got it, and he was able to get on the stage. And he really had some of the most entertaining lines of the night. Of course, his rap, which anybody, I would encourage anybody to look up Dr. Feldman's rap from the debate from the Libertarian Convention. But anyway, I was in an area that was near to two people who decided that they were going to play a drinking game during this debate. And
Drinking game. This is the first I've heard about the drinking game the debate. And I love a good drinking game.
And it actually ties Dr. Feldman back into the story, which is the good part. So we were, I was standing on the side, and every once in a while I would hear a yip. You know, and then some sort of strange noises and some grumbling from some of the neighbors. And, you know, I thought it kind of odd, but, you know, it wasn't anything.
Did any of the neighbors yell, "Get off my lawn"?
No, it wasn't anything like that. But it was like a, you know, just sort of a yip and some, you know, as the evening progressed, you know, it became more boisterous and louder, of course. And what had happened was, I found out later, was, I'm not going to name names, I don't think it would be very fair, but a gentleman who is actually here today and who is a friend now, he was drinking a bit too much. The content, the premise of the game was every time that Gary Johnson went off the libertarian message, he would have a shot. Now,
I'm surprised that this individual is still alive and not, on some sort of dialysis machine for a ruptured liver.
Yes, he drank a lot that evening, as you can imagine. And one of the things that happened afterwards, after the debate and everyone shaking hands and everything, there was some poor, unfortunate soul sitting on the side of the auditorium in the general area where I was, wearing a heavy leather. This is Orlando, by the way, in when was it? Late May.
Memorial Day weekend.
It wasn't quite that cool, and he was wearing at least three layers underneath this leather jacket, sweating profusely, and barely sitting up. At some point, he was no longer sitting up. And as libertarians, we agree that others may live the lives that that they want to, but I didn't think that there were cameras that were coming in because Gary was a popular candidate and he was going to be walking right past this. I did not think it would be a good message to send to our fellow Americans that libertarians are so callous to allow completely inebriated, obviously inebriated person to be lying on the ground.
All right. There's definitely more to this story. Stick around another segment to find out the rest of what happened. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We've got Greg Faust in the mobile studio. We'll continue the story here in just a moment, but I want to make sure that I remind you, when you shop online, if you want to help out Free Talk Live, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can shop through Amazon. There's other places that you can shop, but Amazon's definitely the most popular. Amazon for the U.S., there's Amazon for Canada, Amazon for U.K., and you don't wind up paying anything extra for the things that you're buying online from Amazon anyway. The difference is Amazon sends us a little bit of the money. Shop.freetalklive.com. At Liberty Fest NYC in the mobile studio, it's Daryl, joined by Greg Faust. Greg, you were telling us the story about how you wound up meeting Desiree and Tyler Lindsay, who are behind the Vote Different initiative, and this was at the Libertarian Party National Convention. During the debate, somebody decided to have a drinking game, and again, this is the first that I've heard of this drinking game. We actually were talking about the Keene City Council drinking game on Free Talk Live a couple nights ago, where people had water in brown bottles that was labeled not a beer. And the police showed up and said, hand over the bottles. And, of course, the people said no. They were arrested. Charges eventually all got dropped. But they were, you know, doing this protest against the open container ordinance. This, not a protest against anything other than their own liver. And the fact that at least one of the presidential candidates is not necessarily a philosophical libertarian, does not abide by the Libertarian Party platform. Someone had a little too much to drink, and you knew that TV cameras were going to be passing through this area. So what happened?
It was perfect timing. So the cameras were trying to situate to capture Gary coming off the stage, and there was this poor, unfortunate soul with who was sweating and slumped over, and clearly he was not in a good condition.
Wearing about three extra layers
in Orlando, and let me tell you, it was plenty hot. And the first thing that I thought of was, this man needs a doctor. And the first doctor I could think of was the person that I spoke to earlier that morning at length, the late Dr. Feldman, who had just come off the stage where he had fortunately become part of the debate.
Yes.
And I ran up to the stage and waited for them to take their picture and quickly told the security guard, I need Dr. Feldman immediately. And he abided and he came over and he did all the checks that one would do as a doctor. And he wanted to make sure he wasn't a diabetic, and you know, it was clear at one point that he was just drunk, and simultaneous to this, the cameras were coming over because Gary was walking by, and
yes,
if anybody ever watches the C-SPAN feed, they will see in the background a bunch of hands waving, but they never did catch the video of it, which is probably fortunate for this fellow whose name I won't mention. But at some point, we couldn't leave him in the room because everybody was leaving.
Right.
And this fellow that we're describing is of some girth, so nobody was going to be carrying him. Thankfully, we had to release Dr. Feldman because he was being asked to give interviews and talk to the cameras. So we found another physician who was willing to help, and we managed to...
Was that the other physician? Was that Tim Moen from LP Canada?
I don't recall the name of the...
Okay. And I only ask because he is a physician or a doctor of some sort, and the two of them, Moen and Dr. Feldman, actually wound up helping somebody that was hit by a car, I believe, on Sunday morning.
I believe that was the same day, yes. This particular individual was a different doctor, and our purpose was to get him into the hallway, and it turns out that he has a roommate who's also here, by the way, who we asked to come and collect his friend. But the connection to Desiree was, the other person that I recognized who was in the general area was Desiree Tyler. Tyler is her husband, and I asked for Desiree's help, and she was so concerned that we wouldn't be able to find somebody to thankfully his roommate came and collected him.
Yes.
We developed a friendship not only with the poorly inebriated soul and of course his roommate, but with Desiree. And circling back to that, you know, when we came out of this convention, Desiree, who was a supporter of McAfee, obviously, we wanted to continue the movement. One of the things that McAfee had mentioned during his speech just prior to during the nomination was talking about supporting lower level candidates, not necessarily Gary Johnson, not to besmirch him, but an important part of the Liberty movement is getting it down to the grassroots level. And
yes,
to have the message at a grassroots level, even with candidates who aren't necessarily going to win, but candidates who are very passionate and vocal and and people who are able to get out the message that needs to get out, notwithstanding whatever the upper levels of the ticket are saying. And so as coming out of this, it's one of the, you know, the person that I ended up forming this business with, Kim Ruff, you're obviously familiar with. Kim made an impassioned speech at the convention, which personally knocked my socks off, basically telling everybody in the room to be grown-ups. And
And that's something that seems to be fairly difficult for some libertarians.
Well, it's difficult not only for them to hear it, but for them to understand it and to have the guts to be able to say that. And I happen to be the campaign manager for Steve Sheets, who's running for Congress in the Congressional District 8 in Pennsylvania. So I asked for Kim's advice, and, you know, over the course of time, we discovered connections not just with C. Michael Pickens and with Desiree's group, but we discovered that we had a lot of things to say, but also we had talents that people needed. Amongst them are helping them to develop strategy to get their message out, to have the correct message, to be able to say the right things, to be able to talk about liberty in ways that are just not being spoken about by some of the candidates, certainly not those necessarily at the top of the ticket. And that's the longer version of how we ended up forming this political consulting.
And these, lower down the ticket campaigns, especially for minor parties, are a lot of times more important than the top of the ticket, because the way Libertarian or Green Party or Reform Party or whatever party that's not Republican and Democrat, they actually wind up having what's called a reverse coattail. Whereas with the major parties, it's the coattail effect to where a really strong presidential candidate or a really strong gubernatorial candidate will wind up causing lower ticket candidates to get more votes, or at least that's the claim. With the Libertarians and other minor parties, it's the opposite, to where a really strong local candidate can wind up causing people to think, oh, wow, maybe these people aren't kooky. Maybe these people actually do have good ideas. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to vote for this party for their offices. And it's that strong local candidate that gets the votes for the higher up the ticket races that then wind up causing the parties to retain ballot access, because a lot of states, it's not necessarily the presidential candidate that retains ballot access.
Mm-hmm. The importance of the message and the importance of these lower level tickets is that they are the most immediately available. I mean, you know, one of the things about Steve Sheets is he's personally going to events. He was at both of the conventions, both in the Republican in, what was it, Cleveland, and the Democratic in Philadelphia. And finding other people who are just disenfranchised by what's going on with the bigger tickets. And, you know, that's
Rick
not Faust, the entire world.
Where can people find you?
Okay, thanks for asking, Daryl. We can be found at www.noquarterpc.com.
Noquarterpc.com. Greg, thanks for being on. There's more. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the closing moments of the episode from Liberty Fest NYC. And again, you know, it's one of those things, the way these remote broadcasts happen, you try to schedule people, sometimes they, you know, show up, they get busy, and they forget to show up, they miss things. But it's always good to have people that you know you can grab and say, you're going to come sit down and we're going to chat for 10 minutes. And no stranger to Free Talk Live, no stranger to the Liberty Radio Network, Will Coley, host of Call to Freedom. Will, thanks as always for sitting down and having a chat.
Of course. Never turn down Free Talk Live.
So is this your first Liberty Fest NYC?
It's my first Liberty Fest NYC. It's my third event in New York City this year, but this is the first time I've actually been to this event.
So I know one of the other events in New York was the New York Libertarian Party convention that happened in April, I believe it was. I was there. You were there. Larry Sharp, who we had on the show, he was there as well. And a couple of the speakers that were here, I believe, were there as well. What was the other event that you had in New York?
Well, I came through town. I'd been asked to do a couple speeches at local Islamic centers. My vice presidential run had gotten some press. They wanted to hear about, you know, how we were able to do that, how we went from, you know, five guys who didn't know each other who lived in five different states across the U.S. in 5 years to one of us being asked to be, you know, a possible vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. They wanted to know, you know, like what we had done to cover so much ground in such a short time when so many other quote-unquote mainstream Muslim organizations have done not even 10% of that in 30 years with millions of dollars, and we did it in 5 years with a few grand and good ideas.
So after the convention, I know you've been traveling a good bit. Are there any projects that you're working on post-convention that you're at liberty to discuss?
Yeah. I'll be traveling with the Our America Initiative's campus tour as the MC. I'll be opening and introducing all the speakers. We'll be traveling around the country starting in a couple of weeks.
Our America Initiative, that being the, what is that, political committee that was started by
Johnson.
Gary Johnson after his 2012 campaign.
The Our America Initiative predates Gary's presidential runs. I actually spoke to him in 2010.
Okay.
On a radio broadcast, and he already had it up and going.
I was not aware of it until after the 2012 campaign, and I thought he had created that just for the sole purpose of suing the Commission on Presidential Debates.
No, they actually have some videos that came out before, around 2010, 2011, you can find on YouTube, of them talking about different issues, immigration, economics, you know.
So the tour that's upcoming, how many states, how long?
It's going to be 30 or 45 schools leading up to the election day.
Okay.
So we'll be touring all over the country. You'll see speakers like Austin Peterson, Larry Sharp. You'll have musical performances from people like, you know, Tatiana Moroz, Jordan Page. You'll have the people that you're used to seeing on the national level, and then each city will have local well-known activists that will also be a part of the event.
Now, this seems to sort of be an alternative to the Adam Kokesh Freedom Tour.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard.
Because the Freedom Tour is going on right now, and they're hitting something like 60 cities in 62 days.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, he's going up a little past the election, I believe. He just kicked that off about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. He'll be coming through New Hampshire in early October. And they're doing something similar to where, you know, it's going to be Adam, of course, and then each stop there's going to be local activists, local candidates talking about local things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that he's necessarily going to have the musical acts going around with him.
That, and I think that Adam's event is going to be a little more our speed as far as like voluntarists than Our America, which is going to be a little more focused on, I think, political solutions or politics in general, elections, those kind of things. Whereas Adam's is more about personal involvement, getting out there and doing things to fix the problems individually.
Right. And, you know, you can talk about how to fix the problems while also telling people, all right, if you run for political office, here's what you do. You advocate for maximum freedom. But, of course, you know, I don't think that Gary Johnson would do that because Gary, on his website, in his own bio, says that while Gary is libertarian-minded, he weighs things against a cost-benefit analysis and is not tied down to ideology.
Yeah.
Which basically translates to, I like to call myself a libertarian, but I'm not a philosophical libertarian. Whereas we know that Adam is.
Yeah.
You know, Adam is, you know, walking the walk. He's putting his life on the line. He's put his body on the line before. He's been arrested numerous times for things. None of them having a victim, by the way. The one that really stands out the most in my mind was the Iraq Veterans Against the War protest that they did outside of one of the debates where, and I believe it was here in New York, where the police were using their horses as a barricade, and they used the horse to push people back, and it knocked one of the guys over, and then the horse stepped on some guy's head, and it was about 3 hours before they took this guy to the hospital. And, of course, Adam was there, got arrested for, like, disorderly conduct, for standing silently.
Yeah.
And then there was the...
Well, I like Adam. Adam's got a serious set of balls.
Yeah.
I mean, you may not agree with everything he says or all of his tactics, but, you know, when you see a man that has to have somebody carry his nuts behind him in a wheelbarrow, whether you like what he has to say or not, yeah, you have to at least give him the respect that he's not. He definitely isn't afraid to take
risks. And then there was the Jefferson Memorial arrest.
That's my favorite.
That arrest is my favorite, but the situation around the silent protest outside of the debate is my favorite. The reason the Jefferson Memorial is my favorite arrest, but not situation, is the fact that when he got body slammed by the police officer, his sunglasses never fell off of his head. And
certified that.
I think Adam will admit that, you know, while the idea was to go to the Jefferson Memorial and dance, what he was doing, I don't think necessarily fit the dictionary definition of dancing.
Right.
He was certainly moving, not very rhythmically, but he was moving to music. And that's been, what, about 6 years
about
since
that
happened?
About that.
And, you know, on the one hand, it seems like a lot of the really cool stuff that was happening a while back when the Liberty Movement was really, you know, going strong doesn't seem to be happening now. What do you foresee in the future for, you know, the Liberty Movement as a whole? Is it sort of, you know, fizzling out as far as that, you know, let's go do civ dis in the street sort of thing?
I think it's like everything. It goes in cycles. You know, everything in society kind of goes in these waxing and waning cycles where you have what I call revolutionary eras, like the 60s. The 60s was a revolutionary era. And then we didn't have really that whole revolutionary thought process in this country, and again for 20 years. And then instead of being here, it was in Europe, where they were basically at the between the late 80s and early 90s, were revolting against socialism and communism.
True, but the late 80s and early 90s, there is still that sort of feeling of unease in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Ridge was early 90s. Waco was early 90s. The Atlanta bombings during the Olympics, that was 96.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there was sort of that unease in the U.S., but it certainly was not the same extent as what was happening in China, where you had Tank Man, one man standing in front of a line of tanks.
Yeah. Well, like you see the liberty message is growing a lot, but it's not happening here. It's happening in other places. You know, like when you've got 20,000 self-professed, well, okay, 91% of 20,000 self-professed libertarians taking over a park in Turkey because of, you know, attempts at free speech restriction by the government there. You have, you know, efforts like what I spoke about today with Abdel Sattar Evi, where rather than the government creating these social programs, he's going out and funding them and creating private philanthropy to provide ambulance services and stuff. So we
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.